Logan and Rebel use an embarrassing amount of F-bombs. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, get ready. Get ready, guys. Get ready.
Beat their cheeks.
Beat their cheeks.
Beat those cheeks.
They're all scared of my music. They're terrified of my friends. They all run and take cover like a big storm's coming in. Better lock up your liquor and keep your women mean. Better find you a basement. It's the worst storm you ever seen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Looking Glass Podcast. I'm your host, Logan Pyatt.
I'm Rebel.
I hope everybody out there has recovered from the big holiday.
The big green.
It's a problem when that holiday falls on a weekend, though, right?
The green machine. They say traffic deaths are up when it happens.
Well, I can only imagine.
People really celebrate that one.
People go and play their favorite drinking game.
Especially when you're younger.
Driving.
I mean, like most drinking holidays, seems like the younger ones get more involved, but I know a lot of older adults that really take that one serious. Really versus any other one. It might be their big dance.
We're too old to celebrate it though, right? You just make some Irish cuisine, maybe have a green beer or two and call it good. I mean, going out and have you seen the crowds of people, like especially in college towns? You seen some of the videos coming out of
it? It's the green machine, man. It's the big dance.
I used to do it back when I was younger, man.
Look forward to it.
Wear green.
All year.
You pinch people that weren't wearing green.
Yeah.
Pinch people that were wearing green. You pinch yourself.
My daughter pinched me yesterday because she didn't see green. I had a green hat on, this hat.
You smack her?
No. She had green socks on, green shirt. I mean, she was so green. And I'm like, well, I think I'm pretty sure I have to pinch you back for falsely pinching me.
Now, see, us Fairfax kids, we wear green every day. So we never have to worry about it.
You think your guys' school colors were formed just to be prepared for no pinching on St. Patty's Day?
Just because we didn't have a calendar and we never knew when it was coming.
Yeah.
Couldn't afford them.
Mm-mm.
So we're like, well, just wear green.
Education didn't go
that far.
Wear
Kelly green every day and then we'll be fine. We'll be safe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, used to be one of my favorite holidays.
It still is one of my favorites simply for the fact that I get to
pinch
tinker.
Butts.
Well, besides pinch butts, tinker with corn to beef.
Did you make your own corned beef?
Did I corn my own beef?
Yeah.
No.
Yock does.
Well, I saw he was doing the gooses.
Yeah, he did goose pastrami, but he's going.
That's just because Uncle Tito lit a fire in him. You know that.
That was delicious. But he, I know before, has gone and got a brisket and done the whole 5-gallon bucket full of juice and whatnot. I don't know how to corn a beef.
Well, no, you just brine the hell out of it with the appropriate seasonings. It wouldn't be that hard to do, but it's
lots
one of those,
coriander, right?
Yeah. It's in the seasoning packets.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things I feel like once you do it, you're going to find out it tastes real similar to the one you get at the store. Because it's just the brine, man. It's just
you think that
brines the hell out of it.
You think Hormel's already perfected it? You couldn't do any better?
Well, it's a salty seasoned solution.
Oh, say that 3 times fast.
I'm afraid I'd trip up on the third one.
You ever tried to pull that card before? Your wife's like, no, I really, really don't want to. It's a salty seasoned solution.
You're on the wrong side for that. But do you know what I'm saying? I mean, you're packing so much salt and brine, and well, I guess that's kind of redundant. But anyway, into it, it's not like you're accentuating the flavor of the beef,
mm-hmm.
per se.
Sure.
You're making it taste like corned beef. I don't know that there's going to be that much difference from the store. Could be wrong. I guess you could get you could actually select the beef you wanted. Now that would be something.
Well, it'd
be cheaper because they charge like $7 or $8 a pound if you want corned beef flats, unless you catch it on a good sale, you know?
Yeah.
They're charging $4 on sale for the points.
You're not going to catch it on a good sale because everybody does the same thing. It's like, oh, crap, tomorrow's St. Pat's Day. We better go to the store, see if they have any corned beef left.
Now this next week at your store, that's when you get the good sale on corned beef.
And freeze it.
Yes.
Yeah, good idea. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you really like corned beef that much?
Yes.
You actually do?
Oh, yeah. Love it.
But do you eat it more than once a year?
Yeah, but not necessarily in that form, just because it's hard to get and I don't want to make my own. Which I guess making your own, like I said, saving money would be the main thing on it.
Corned beef's just one of those deals where
otherwise it's going to taste like corned beef.
I mean, I like it, but I eat it in the middle of March one or two times and that's it. Kind of like I love deep fried turkeys, but I eat it once a year.
Well, I should say I eat corned beef in the form of Reubens more than once a year.
Like we need to go to a restaurant.
But sometimes I substitute pastrami if I'm doing them myself and it's out of season for corned beef.
Well, I was going to have a Reuben today. Oh, happy birthday, by the way, bud.
Oh, thank you.
I've already said it once, but today is Reb's actual birthday. It'd be 4 days past when this comes out, but just want to make sure I got that in.
Mm.
I was going to take Reb out for lunch today, but selfishly, he'd rather spend time with his kids who are at home.
Well, yeah, I'll go eat lunch with them at the house. They'll be waiting for me.
Yeah, are they going to buy? Because I was going to buy. I was going to
technically, I bought the food in the house with my wife and I.
Happy birthday.
Well, 50% of it, I guess. You know, we're a partnership.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You should keep it that way.
I think we're going to try.
That makes me really happy. That's refreshing. So what else you know?
Oh, a whole bunch. Wow. That's about it. So
okay. So
wrap this up.
Blank there, is it?
No, a super shout out to the boy. My boy, my oldest boy. You know, on the weekends, like any kid, him and his sister, they stay up a little late on the weekends doing whatever, and then they sleep in the morning. He set his alarm this morning before I had to get out of there. I hear him coming down the stairs to sing me happy birthday.
That's a beautiful thing.
It was awesome. I mean, yeah, it was very nice.
And it's
like last year he forgot my birthday. So, I mean, we are just moving in the right direction.
180. He's really turning his life around.
But if you're taking initiative at age 16 to set your alarm, to come down and sing to your dad, that's pretty cool.
It is really cool. And not to mention, it's hard to sing happy birthday in front of people. I always get nervous doing it.
Well, luckily my wife and my youngest boy joined in. My daughter, she was still in bed.
Oh, so it was Trudy. You had a.
I mean, no one will celebrate my birthday harder than my daughter.
Yeah.
She's the best at it. It
would have been nice to have a quartet, though.
But she could have added some real pipes in there. She can sing.
She hit the high notes?
Oh, she hit all notes.
The tenor?
Oh, yeah. All the notes. Is tenor the highest one?
I don't know. Alto?
I know there's a soprano in there.
Now, maybe a soprano is the high one. I don't know, man. I'm not a singer.
You're the one that threw it out. Like you.
I know what bass is.
Baritone.
Baritone's deeper than bass?
Wouldn't baritone.
You need to take that?
No. Isn't baritone.
Oh, you ignored it. Who is it? Me calling?
It's Uncle Tito, but we're busy.
Oh. Well, maybe we can call him back later on the other side.
Maybe.
We'll talk about it. Well, what'd you sing when you were a singer? What would you say it was?
Well, back home, I prefer the girls that sing soprano.
So that would
where I come from.
So it should be the highest one, right?
Well, it's Cornbread and Chicken.
Yeah, I know the song.
Where I come from.
On the front porch, sitting, shitting, picking.
One of those words for sure goes in there.
Is it French porch picking?
It's French, yeah. It's
front porch picking.
Yes.
Okay, I thought it was sitting.
It doesn't mean their nose.
It's a word.
It's a guitar.
He says a word in there.
Yeah.
Alan Jackson, treasure.
I don't know which one's the highest. I'm going to go with soprano just because Alan Jackson prefers it. And he seems like a real high note guy.
He was a real coxswain back in the day, too, which that helps.
I don't know if he was or not.
Of course he was.
Well, he was married so long, you'd like to think he was just a good old. I think, wasn't he married at a young age?
Man, he got the word coochie to go crazy on the radio to this day. That song survived through cancel culture.
Well, she wasn't ready, so he settled for a burger and a grape snow cone.
Yeah, we know what that means.
Yeah, he dropped her off early, but he didn't go home. He went and steamed up his own windows.
No, you know what a grape snow cone is, don't you?
We'd have talked about this, but I do forget.
You know?
I think that's an urban legend, but you are right. That's what we talked about, yeah.
You think he actually just went and had a burger and a grape snow cone?
what's the burger then? Did he eat the burger while getting the urban legend or the urban dictionary grape snow cone?
I think he ate the, well, I'll tell you on the other side. Thank I'll tell you when you're older. Now that you're 44, I guess I can tell you what a burger and grape snow cone is.
I think you already talked about the grape snow cone.
You know, my dad made me wait till I was like 15 before he told me the man from Nantucket.
That's when you felt you were ready?
I guess.
I still don't feel like you're ready.
We didn't have the Google back then, so I couldn't just look it up.
You didn't have it when you were 15?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You said you didn't.
I probably not.
I don't know, man. I don't know how you go anywhere walking in circles. You know what I mean?
I certainly didn't have a smartphone.
Well, yeah, that I'd believe. What year was it when you were 15? 94? No.
Yeah, 94.
2004?
2004, yeah.
Yeah, man, computers were pretty big back then.
Yeah, they suck.
I remember.
They suck, though, right? You can get on the internet.
You could.
But I guess I forgot.
Bang Bus was big.
I don't think the man from Nantucket was on the internet at that time. That's what it was.
I don't know, man. I still think you put the effort in.
Of course I didn't.
Did you have any green beer?
No, I didn't.
What'd you do this weekend? Did you say you went down and saw some friends, took your sickness with them?
Yeah, Saturday I went down, spent time with friends. Shout out Jared. He listens to this side. But yeah, fantastic host. And we just kept it pretty low key. We went over to his house. We ended up sitting in his garage and drank some beers.
Did you give him full disclosure before you went? How sick you guys had been?
Might have been sick in a week.
Like the town put like a dark cloth over your guys' house just to try and keep everything in.
Well, Hal's never got sick. Just me and Stella.
Why don't you suppose she got sick?
I don't know. She's Wonder Woman.
Does she ever get sick?
Not very often.
Too healthy?
Maybe. Of course, I mean, her shaker's constantly going. She's got magnesiums and God knows what's always pumping through her body and all these vitamins and apple cider vinegar and, I mean, you name it, bud.
So her kidneys look like raisins.
There's a chance. Her immune system is, it's a fortress.
It must be if that puke and shit and stuff walked through you and your daughter like that and she just stood above the flames and looked down upon you guys.
That knowing her, she was sick and she just hit it real well, so she'd call me a pussy.
I don't think you can hide if you have to poop every 10 minutes and throw up. I don't know how you hide that.
I don't know, man. Mom powers.
Because even if you put on a diaper, you're going to smell.
Can you imagine just wearing a diaper? You think you could wear a diaper for a full day? Say, for $500?
Yeah.
And just poop and pee all over yourself?
Oh, I have to use it?
Yeah, you have to use it.
So I just wear it like underwear.
No, you have to use it.
I saw someone the other day, bless their hearts, they had, I really think they had a diaper on with really tight, like, leggings and stuff. Like, accentuated it.
Like an old person?
I'm not going to get specific, but I mean, I'm not even going to say what town I was in, but I'm pretty sure I saw what I saw, but I could be wrong.
What town were you in?
Could have just been a frumpy bum or something. But, I don't know, man. I was pretty convinced.
Well, they're,
I mean, it's okay. I mean, adult diapers are a thing, obviously, and yeah, they're needed. And they're necessary, and there's no shame in wearing them. If I have to wear them at some point in my life, which I might, I'm going to try and wear looser bottoms so that no one knows.
I follow Depends on Instagram.
Just to try and get some brownie points before you need them?
You never know.
When your O-ring finally gives, when the last little tear breaks.
I do follow him on Instagram. No, I listened to a comedian, and he was talking about why does Depends have an Instagram? So I went to their Instagram, and it's only got like 1,200 followers, so I felt bad, so I gave him a follow. I think it's important to do stuff like that.
It is, yeah. You're kind of the face of incontinence, and it's good that you can put your support behind them publicly so people can see, oh, Logan follows them. That means I can too.
Everybody who's out there listening right now, I think you should go follow Depends on Instagram. Let's get them a little influx and people following. That's a good idea.
Nothing wrong with it.
Do one nice thing every day.
I still think I saw what I saw, though.
Well, that's too bad.
But you know, because like legging or whatever, those real tight, stretchy pants.
Oh, yeah.
You can imagine.
I love them in the right circumstances.
Imagine if you had a poofy diaper on that it would
sure
show it.
Unless, you know, maybe her ass cheeks just looked like a pillowcase full of nickels.
Right.
Frumpy. That would be an awfully...
I was going down the road, so it wasn't like one of those deals you can really investigate. It's just kind of out of the corner of my eye, and then...
How fast were you going?
You know, I don't know, 25.
That's probably the perfect speed to check out a butt.
Perfect speed to not get caught.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you had shades on, those pretty blues.
Yeah.
Do you drive down the road, though, a lot and look at butts?
Not really. Just look at people as a whole. Like, a person.
Then you really analyze them, apparently. You could tell that ladies. You said lady.
Telling you something caught my eye.
Frumpy butt.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Hmm. Tell me after the show.
I have no effing clue.
Well, who it was?
No.
Oh, well, then why are we being so secretive about it?
Well, because I don't even want to give the location of where I saw this, because, I mean, that's not cool.
You're right. Could hurt people's feelings. Somebody could know who we're talking about.
Yeah. I'm not even saying it was in this state, because I did have to do quite a bit of traveling the last week or two.
Where have you been?
I'm around, man. I was even in Iowa.
Oh, man. That's 15 minutes north of here.
No, I was an hour and 15 minutes north of here.
What are you doing up there?
I don't know. Just doing things.
There's no way you drove an hour and 15 minutes one direction just to do things.
Well, I had a thing to do, but I mean, nobody else's business.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell me.
I think that's what I was alluding to.
I don't give a shit what you're doing.
That's why you asked. What are you doing?
Just trying to make conversation.
Come on, just tell me what you were doing.
Literally what we're doing here for a living.
I'm just trying to make the point that I've been on the roads. So this frumpy butt could be anywhere.
You've been on the frumpy butt trail.
Good luck tracking that frumper down. That frump.
Girl got that frump.
Frump, baby.
God, can you imagine how much of an insult that would be if you walked up to a girl and be like, God damn, you got that frumpy butt, huh?
Yeah, that's not going to turn out good.
I'll try to record it and just to see Hallie's reaction. I'll set my phone up and be like, butt's getting a little frumpy though, huh?
Dude. She might just jump on you and go straight for the eyes.
Say you're either going to see something fly across the room or
your eyeball,
or you're going to hear a horrible insult towards me.
That you're not prepared to handle.
Yeah, you're going to you're one to talk. Oh, God, here it goes. I know it was a joke. I'm recording.
With that poor excuse of a, you know what? I was just joking. So we could stop
here.
She
just walks across the room. You just hear her doing whatever you say, tiny.
That's right.
Now, my wife's butt is not frumpy.
No, I think that was all part of the joke.
Yes, exactly.
All right, we're going to get off this side and get to the other side. So first, let's give them a little bit of those tunages. This week on Red Dirt Recommendations.
Hey, what do you got there, bud?
Thank you for that lovely tune. That funky music will drive us till the dawn. Let's go, let's boogaloo till we puke.
Coming off the Patreon wire, we have Cody King. He wants to hear Lana Del Rey. Take Me Home, Country Roads.
I love that song.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country roads.
Not originally done by Lana Del Rey, but
are
she
you serious?
Did, but she did a really nice job.
She did do a really good
job. Haunting voice. And he says this show's pretty chauvinistic, and this is our chance to highlight more women. He's probably right.
Cody King is a situation. Do you have him on Snapchat?
He likes beer.
He likes beer. I got a snap from, well, I don't know if I can say it or
thanks,
not.
Thanks, Cody.
I'm going to say it. Yesterday was St. Patty's Day. And he said that he went to the park to watch his kids. So, of course, he took a beer and saw another dad there who was drinking a beer watching his kids. Which I have no problem with because they walked to the park. Who cares, right?
Right. Yeah.
Having a beer on Paddy's Day. But he said that this
green machine.
This other dad got like nervous and he was a flake and got up and left as soon as they got there because he was like embarrassed that he was drinking a beer. Yet Cody was drinking a beer.
Well, that's really strange.
It was strange. That's what I thought. Guy was being a pussy, if you ask me.
You think you'd have found comfort in it. There's others like me.
That's what, yeah, that's what Cody was saying.
Who cares if it's 9 in the morning?
He's like, I just want to be his friend. Well, you can start drinking anytime you want on Paddy's Day, right?
I mean, I suppose it depends on what you have planned for that day. I mean, if you're the driver of a family vacation, probably no. I'm going to say no on that.
What a terrible day to be out on the road with your family.
Yep, shouldn't drive. In fact, on the local radio station, they always do segments with the Highway Patrol. This station's out of Iowa, but it's always one of their bigger, especially when it falls on weekends.
You were just in Iowa.
Bigger traffic fatality. They do it like for a week of St. Paddy's Day. But when it's on the weekend, it's up a lot. And he says, guess what the number one time not to drive on St. Paddy's Day is? I don't know if he was talking about on the weekend at this point or just any St. Paddy's Day, but guess a one-hour window that is considered by them the most, if you can avoid 1 hour, he said, this is the hour to avoid driving on St. Paddy's Day. Due to, you may get hit.
6 p.m. to 7 p.m.
You're actually really close.
I was
8 to 9 window.
I was just trying to hit right after supper, would have been my guess.
It was the 8 to 9 window.
Huh. Shit, I was damn near, well, I was in bed almost last night by then, so.
That's the problem. Some people apparently between 8 and 9 are up past their bedtime, or they started too early.
You think people got drunk yesterday on the Sunday? They're like, well, I know we partied Saturday, but today's actually Paddy's Day. We'd be doing old St. Pat a disservice.
I would imagine, yeah. I'd say Saturday was bigger.
Yeah, of course.
Especially for the bar scene.
Did you party yesterday?
I'd say for the home scene. I don't know what you mean by party.
Did you have more?
I mean, I smoked pork loin for lunch and cooked corned beef for Reubens, made some beautiful, huge Reubens for supper.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, had a couple glasses of wine.
Did you have north of 7 drinks?
One beer and then a bourbon. The bourbon was a small pour. Probably right at that 7 drink mark if I figured in the wine, the one beer, and the pour.
I'd say over under for partying 7, so you were on the line.
I'm going to put it right around there.
It was a push.
It was probably a 2-ounce pour of bourbon, one beer. So we'll count that as about 2.5 drinks.
You should have had a scotch.
Did I have 4.5 drinks worth of wine? Would that be 25 ounces, 22 ounces?
Oh, it depends. I say one glass of wine's 9 ounces.
See, I thought it was 5.
Well, I mean, if you go to like 54th Street, you know, they have marks on their glasses. You can get the 5-ounce pour or the 9-ounce pour. So
the 9 would be like a double, though.
Still right? One.
Well, it is one glass. I'm not arguing.
It's still all one glass.
I was going by the actual data that they provide. You know, do you have a problem? Do you have so many drinks? Like a wine, you know, a 1.5-ounce shot of whiskey or a 5-ounce glass of wine or a 12-ounce beer. I'd probably right around 7, maybe a touch under.
I'd say you're.
Didn't party.
You didn't party.
No party.
It's official. You didn't party. This week for my Red Dirt recommendation. This band, you and I both really like, just came out with a new album. Marty Brooks showed me this song Thursday or Friday. It's called What You Know Good by Blackberry Smoke.
You can read me cover to cover, and all that you need to know is I don't worry, don't get in a hurry. Ain't no reason to fight if the fish don't run by. Don't bring me no bad news. The only thing that I ask you, one time if you could, what you know good.
I love Blackberry Smoke.
I do too.
Love them.
I think you'd like this song.
Well, check it out.
What You Know Good.
What You Know Good. And to wrap up Red Dirt recommendations, also coming off the Patreon wire, Tyler Martin. He wanted to hear a song from the Bottle Rockets, a band that's close and near and dear to my heart. Because
been around a minute.
Yeah, and I've been around a minute. And, boy, I listened to them a lot in college. Indianapolis, which is just a beautiful, great song.
Told me about a sex offense, put him 3 days in jail. Stuck in Indianapolis, hope I live to tell the tale. Can't go west, can't go east. I'm stuck in Indianapolis with a fuel pump that's deceased. 10 days on the road, now I'm 4 hours from my hometown. Is this hell or Indianapolis with no way to get around?
Bottle Rockets slap, man. They slap.
Kick ass.
They slap.
You were listening to them in the late 90s, bud.
Yeah, I was.
You think you were ahead of your time as far as what kind of music you listen to? Did any of your buddies listen to
them? Yeah, they're the ones that turned me on to most of it, especially one in particular, the dude, my dude. He always kept me plugged into the local music scene.
Is he still good about that?
We really don't talk about music anymore.
Oh. What the hell, dude?
I mean, what are we supposed to do? We both know all the music now.
All of it.
We've conquered music.
You guys wanted music.
But no, credit where credit due. Dude was usually the one plugging me into what I need to check out, and he was almost always right.
Your brother's my guy. He knows about songs before they even come out.
That is true. I don't know if he's in their dressing rooms or what.
But something's going on.
Yeah, he's plugged in.
On some sort of dark web forum just for red dirt music.
Just for red dirt.
Wild.
All right, guys, we got to get to the other side. We've been here too long. You freeloaders do not have to. Your journey doesn't have to end here. It just doesn't, and it shouldn't. But it's up to you. We can't make you do it. We can only say it'd be the best money you ever spent. How do you spend that money? Well, at Patreon, which hopefully you've already downloaded the app, and you're already on Looking Glass Podcast, all you have to do is pick a tier, any tier, give them that information, i.e. a credit card or debit card.
That's the important part.
That's the most important part. And then we're going to do the rest of the work. From there on out, that's all the work you got to do.
You just have to sit back and relax.
Relax, maybe have a giggle, learn about some news and other things probably.
Well, lots of other things.
It really is a show about nothing, but in a good way.
Is it, though?
Do we have a theme?
We're
all over the place.
Yeah, I know we're all over the place, but, I mean, you definitely get a lot of news and insight and whatnot from us. I mean, enough that people can probably go to work the following Monday and be like, hey, did you listen to the podcast? Be like, yeah, did you hear what they said about the...
Yeah, you can fit in around the water cooler.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to know the truth.
Did you hear how that person got herpes? I sure did. Anyway, we hope you join. We told you how. But this is where you guys have to sign off.
Did I tell you I know for a fact who killed JFK?
Well, you can tell me here in a minute.
Okay.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your
girl.
Eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. Came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But it made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but my
girl.
Life, my love, and my lady is the sea." His eyes when he told his sailor's story. She could feel the ocean fall and rise. She
saw its raging glory, but he had always told the truth. Lord, he was an honest man. And Brandy does her best to understand. At night, when the bars close down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a girl.